The state legislature begins its short session today. Regardless of what's on the official calendar, the issue on many people's minds is North Carolina's new law about discrimination. Local business groups are calling for it to be repealed. Changing Economy reporter Leonita Inge has the story.
The offices of the Greater Raleigh Chamber of Commerce have a good view of all the downtown growth and construction underway. President and CEO Tim Giuliani points out a new hotel being built and more.
And normally, if we're standing out in our parking lot, you'll hear a train come by. And we hope to hear more of that in the future as we look to grow.
But Giuliani and other chamber leaders are a little nervous about the future these days, ever since House Bill 2 was passed. One of the provisions in the controversial law prevents cities from enacting anti-discrimination protections for members of the LGBT community.
And we immediately knew that wasn't going to be good for business. We knew it was going to impact our economic development efforts.
Giuliani's members told him to stand up against House Bill 2. And as state and national opposition grew, the Greater Raleigh Chamber decided to go one step further.
And as the weeks have unfolded, we've seen this now not only impact economic development, but it's impacting tourism, it's impacting conventions, it's impacting our startups, it's impacting our sporting events, it's impacting our university and colleges. And it's time to ask our legislators to repeal this bill.
Besides announcements about the loss of hundreds of potential jobs from PayPal in Charlotte and Deutsche Bank in Cary, Giuliani says House Bill 2 has pushed away a technology company he wouldn't name. He says it is no longer considering bringing 1,000 jobs to Wake County. Aaron Nelson is president and CEO of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. He says they also want House Bill 2 to go away.
HB 2 gives businesses in North Carolina the right to discriminate. We never asked for that right. We reject it being offered, and we hope that the legislature repeals HB 2.
Nelson sits on the board of directors of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. A group of 40 chamber CEOs met last week in Omaha, and Nelson says North Carolina and House Bill 2 were part of the discussion.
There are some who feel for us who've been in a similar spot. There's others who are grateful this is happening. This enhances their ability to compete against us. They used to compete against North Carolina for some of these corporate relocations, and they think this gives them a competitive advantage.
Despite the business community's call to repeal House Bill 2, North Carolina Senate Leader Phil Berger says the legislature has no plans to consider doing that. Jeff Durham is the president and CEO of the Greater Durham Chamber of Commerce, which is also opposed to any part of House Bill 2. Durham says now it's time to devise a strategy to make sure the world knows Durham and the state are open for business.
It's one thing to come out with a statement, which I'm very, very proud of, the statement that our organization made. But it's another thing to what do you do next?
That means the chambers may have to work harder to show North Carolina values diversity, even if the law isn't repealed. In Chapel Hill and Carrboro, there are already signs being made saying everyone is welcome here. Meanwhile, the 35,000-member North Carolina Chamber of Commerce, the largest business organization in the state, says it's still analyzing the situation and hasn't taken a stand on House Bill 2. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.